Hear now the reading of God's Word from the Gospel of Matthew, the 11th chapter, beginning with the 28th verse, the Word of God for the people of God. Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. May God add his blessings to this, the reading of his word. Well, it's good to see you this morning. It's good to see such a fine crowd gathered for worship on this second Sunday in July, these Sundays. During this particular season of the year, are at times hit or miss Sundays. You know how it is during the summer months. People look for opportunities to get away. I have to acknowledge that there was a time in my ministry when I struggled with these summer Sundays, not knowing who would show up, who would be away. As the years have passed, I will say I've gotten a little better about it, in part because as I have aged and as my energy level has waned a bit, I have found that it's important for me to look for opportunities to be away. Even as I have been away these last 2 weeks. In fact, if I had any doubts as to how being away sometimes provides the rest and renewal that we need, one of our kitchen workers saw me today and said, Dr. Dortch, you look 10 years younger. And I thought to myself, I need to get away more often. That's how it's supposed to work, isn't it? When you get away, you're supposed to return refreshed and renewed and re-energized. But as many of us also know, that's not always how it goes. You've had those times when you have attempted to get away. And yes, you've vacated the routine that you normally follow, but you've been gone so much. And while you were away, you did so much and you spent so much that when you returned from the vacation, you needed another vacation to recover from the one that you just took. We've all had those sorts of experiences when we have come back even more wearied than when we left. That is why in recent years you have seen some people who have chosen to take a different approach. You're familiar with the term staycation instead of vacation. Staycation. A vacation is when you vacate, you get away, you break off from the normal routine of life. A staycation is, yes, when you decide not to go into work or to attend to the things that you normally have to attend to, but you choose to stay closer to home base. And you look for opportunities to experience rest and renewal much closer to home. If you are interested in pursuing a staycation, because at this point in the summer you've done too much, you've been away too much, you've spent too much, you still need to be refreshed and renewed, but you'd like to do it a little closer to home, there are countless websites that you can go to. Websites that will help you to experience, as they claim, the best staycation possible. Now, I'm not an expert on these things, not by any stretch of the imagination, but I see something, a pattern, in the desire that many people are feeling to know a kind of rest and relaxation much closer to home. It seems to me that what so many people are yearning for is to be able to come to a place of peace and calm and rest where they aren't so harried and helpless and frenzied, where they can find fulfillment and abundance even when they are about the normal routine everyday responsibilities of life. Which, when you think about it, shouldn't require a website. We simply should be able to draw more deeply upon the resources that are made available to us through our faith in Christ Jesus, so that understanding where our true home is, and camping out there, abiding there, finding our strength and our relationship with Jesus, we come to know the peace, the rest, the renewal, the renewed sense of energy that all of us so deeply desire in the course of our everyday life. That really is the point that Matthew is making in this passage of Scripture that is before us this morning from the 11th chapter of his gospel. It is the section of Matthew's gospel where Jesus is trekking all around Galilee and he is performing miracles. He's meeting needs. His disciples, you'll notice, they are with Jesus every step of the way. In fact, Jesus has just sent out the disciples two by two. He's sent them out to drive out evil spirits and to heal sickness and disease of every kind, which if you have ever been a part of that type of ministry, you know from your experience, it's exhausting work. And now, Jesus has called his disciples back to him. He knows that they need to be refreshed and renewed for all that God still has left for them to do. But you'll notice that Jesus in this passage of Scripture does not call his disciples away. He does not invite them to remove themselves from the demands, the pressing demands of the ministry all around them. Instead, he summons them. He summons them to come to him and to yield themselves unto him in such a way that they find the resources in the face of the challenges of life that they will need to know the rest and the peace that only Jesus can provide. Come to me, Jesus says. All of you who are weak and heavy laden, you're burdened down, come unto me and you will find rest unto your souls. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light, on the face of what we hear Jesus say. Saying to his disciples, it seems to be, at least to me, something of a contradiction. I don't know about you, but whenever someone, even Jesus, invites me to be a part of something that involves yokes and burdens, how, pray tell, that we might experience rest in shouldering such a responsibility? How do you know rest and peace for your soul when there is a yoke and a burden that are involved? First, the Sunday school explanation. because you're familiar with this passage of Scripture, this morning, you're hearing of it. It's not the first time that you've ever been confronted with this teaching of Jesus. You know the traditional interpretation that because oxen work in teams, and oxen are yoked together in teams, when Jesus talks about his yoke being easy and his burden light and coming unto him to find rest for your souls, what Jesus is promising to his disciples is that he will be with them in the work to which he is calling them, that he will provide them with the strength and the grace that they will need to fulfill what Jesus is asking them to do, that Jesus does not expect any of us to be about God's kingdom purposes all by ourselves. But when we are yoked to Jesus and with Jesus, we are then and only then able to do what God is calling us to do. Now, that's the traditional interpretation. That's the Sunday school interpretation. And I am not here this morning to dismiss it. It's a wonderful way of understanding this teaching, but it's not the only way. And I may even take the risk of saying it perhaps is not the best way for us to hear what Jesus is saying, especially if you're here this morning and you want to do the right thing, you want to be faithful to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You want to find peace and rest for your soul, but being very honest with yourself, you've come here today and you are as restless can be. So how else can we understand the promise of this passage, the hope to which Jesus is calling us? I borrow here from Philip Yancey. You're familiar with the writings of Philip Yancey. In one of his works, he tells the story of one of his mentors in ministry, a medical missionary by the name of Dr. Paul Brand. Dr. Brand distinguished himself by pioneering a technique of hand tendon replacement surgery among leprosy patients in India, which was the country to which he was commissioned. Much of Dr. Brand's work was with leprosy patients whose tissue had become so diseased that they were not able to feel pain in the same way that you and I feel pain when there is friction on one of our body parts. Let's say your shoes don't fit exactly as they should. The rubbing of the leather against your foot creates a sore, and your cells then tell your brain that this isn't right. These shoes don't fit, and you address it in some way. But what Brand discovered is that leprosy patients, because they aren't able to know pain as the rest of us do, find themselves at times where they are unable to know that their sandals don't fit, their shoes don't fit, their clothes don't fit, and their condition only worsens. As Brand studied this phenomenon, he began to see and to recall what he learned in his medical training, that healthy tissue needs some amount of stress. Healthy tissue needs some amount of stress. But that stress must be distributed in an even way so that the body might be able to mature and to grow and to become strong. And if Brand ever doubted what he learned in medical school, he saw it in practice. the work of carpenters in India who fashioned yokes for their oxen in a particular kind of way. They did it as so. They fashioned, instead of having a one-size-fits-all oxen yoke, these carpenters in India, Brand noticed, would create yokes that were suited to the particular frame of each ox. So that by creating yokes that were well-fitting, by distributing the stress equally, even though the carpenters couldn't have explained it in such terms, those animals were capable of bearing burdens that other animals could never handle. Brand said it brought him back to this passage of Scripture, where Jesus is inviting his disciples to come to him, to take his yoke upon them, because it was easy. And the word in the Greek for easy, we translate it in our English translations. God's yoke is easy. The yoke of Christ is easy. We hear that as being simple. It's not a problem. You can handle this. It won't require a lot of you. It's elementary. I mean, that's how we hear the word easy. No problem at all. But in fact, in the original language, the word easy means well-fitting, well-suited. What Jesus is saying is the yoke that he seeks to give unto us is not something that we should look at without any readiness on our part to prepare for a challenging future, but instead to understand that God has created us in such a way, has gifted us in such a way, Jesus is redeeming us in such a way that His calling upon our lives is a calling that is perfectly suited to the gifts and the abilities, the talents with which each of us has been blessed. So if you're here this morning and you want to do the right thing, I mean, I want to be used of God, and I'm trying my best to be faithful to God's calling, and yet I'm here this morning and I'm harried and I'm helpless and I am worn out. Vacation Bible school's about to start and I just don't know if I can make it through the week. You understand. Could it be? Could it be, in all seriousness, that one of the reasons that you feel so stressed is because you are trying to bear a yoke that is not well-fitting for you? That you're trying to live up to someone else's expectations. Not necessarily someone else in the church, but in this community. There are expectations. There are yokes that other people want to put upon us so that we might conform to their standards and their expectations and their values. And the fact of the matter is, it's killing you because that's not who you are. It's not how you've been called. That's not how you've been gifted. That's not your strength. That's not your talent. That's not your gift. That's not your ability. Could it be this morning that one of the reasons that you feel so spent and exhausted is that you are wearing yourself out trying to chase somebody else's dream instead of the dream and the calling for which God has created you? Might it be the case that the call of Jesus for you this morning is simply to accept how God has gifted you, how He has created you? Might it simply be to embrace the fact that there is something that God wills for you to do, a special purpose that Jesus has for you to fulfill? And that if you could focus your energy and your attention and your resources in that direction, then all of the effort that you expend will not drain you. It will instead renew you and provide you more fulfillment than you ever thought possible. If you're here this morning and you look at all that you've got going and you're energized by that, celebrate the fact that you are living into the purpose that God has for you out of the gifts that Jesus has blessed you with. And if you're here this morning and that's not the case with you, here's the simple remedy. Come home to Jesus. Draw near unto Him. Embrace the love that He has for you. Learn more of His calling, His unique calling for you and you alone. And in so doing, you will know that Jesus is indeed gentle and humble. And by trusting your life to Him and His call, then and only then will you find rest for your soul.